Can I get the first slide, please? Some of you might remember this, maybe you've seen this. It's the best day of my life, May 30th, 2009. It's the day I became a priest of Jesus Christ. It's the day that I started the greatest job in the world. I love being a priest. I love being able to tell people about how much Jesus loves. And I also love being back here at home at St. Martha's, where I got my start as a priest. Can I get the next one, please? Sometimes people ask me, especially when I come back, Father, how long has it been since you've been a priest? How long have you been a priest? So the answer today is day 2,507. Thanks. Thank you. I have a very special place in my heart here at St. Martha's because this is where I spent the first 1,129 days of my priesthood, was right here, serving you, praying with you, and I always carry a special place in my heart for all of the wonderful people here at St. Martha's. You know that I'm a math guy, you know that I love numbers, so I want to talk a little bit about some important numbers in today's scriptures. Three times, it says at the gospel, in the middle of it today, that Jesus was the third time that he revealed himself to the apostles. So I want to review how Jesus made himself known to his apostles after the resurrection. The first time was on the day of the resurrection. He had accompanied the disciples on the journey to Emmaus. He had gone and walked with them. They opened their eyes to him, showed him the scriptures, and then later on that night he shows up in the room that's locked with the apostles. And it says that they're terrified, it says that they're afraid, and Jesus shows up in their midst. And he says, peace be with you. Jesus gives them the peace that they can't find anywhere else. Jesus gives them the peace in their hearts and in their minds because they have gone through a lot of seeing their Lord and Savior suffer and are being arrested and dying on the cross and then his body going missing. But Jesus appears to them and says, I'm here with you. I'm with you. I love you. We hear last week in the gospel that Jesus, 8 days after he came from the resurrection, he shows up again, and Thomas said, look, I wasn't here. I don't really believe that Jesus was back. I need to touch his wounds. I need to see his hands and his side. And Jesus appears in his midst. Go back. What I love about this picture is the way that Jesus takes Thomas's hand and like forces him to like put his finger in his side. He says, look, Thomas, do you believe me now? Like, here it is. This is my wound. This is where I suffered for you. And then finally, the third time that Jesus appears is here on the shore. The disciples go out, they're tired, they're frustrated. They say, okay, we need to go clear our minds. Let's go fishing. So they go fishing, and it says in the scriptures they catch nothing. All night long, they're out there casting the net. Nothing, nothing, nothing. A stranger appears on the shore and says, hey guys, why don't you try throwing the net on the other side? Now, my friends, this is important because most people are right-handed. So they were probably throwing the net to the left side so they would get a little bit more strength, a little bit more momentum. They can get a little more cast out with their net. Any of us that have tried to do something with our offhand, like try to throw a ball left-handed or sign our name off-handed, it's nasty. Jesus is on the side and he said, hey guys, throw it on the other side. And the disciples are like, well, that doesn't make any sense. This net's not going to go as far. It's not going to reach out as far. We're not used to throwing stuff out with our left hand. But they do. And they throw out the net and they catch a whole bunch of fish. Drags them down, right? But this is what the message is for us. See, Jesus appears to them and says, guys, trust me. If we trust God, if we surrender our will, if we do what God asks us to do, the rewards will be great. And so the disciples, they cast off the net and bam, they get this wonderful, awesome catch of fish. But it's also important because Jesus appeared to them three times before they realize, oh, Jesus is, he's the real deal. But how many times in our lives do we need Jesus to come again and again and again? How many times do we not see him because we're blinded by sin or by pain or by sorrow? How many times in our lives do we say, man, this is so tough. Is God even here? Is he even with me? But Jesus tells the disciples, I'm here with you. And he tells us, I'm here with you. So my friends, the question is, how many times does it take for us to see Jesus? How many times does he come to us and say, I want to be here with you? He invites us in. The other thing that happens three times in today's Gospels is Jesus' dialogue with Peter, where he says to Peter, do you love me? Do you love me, Peter? Do you love me, Peter? God asks us that question too. He says, do you love me? And he asks us that question so that we can respond in faith the way that Peter does. That Peter says, yes, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you more than anything in the world. And Jesus gives us that opportunity to ask us that question, do you love me? So that we can say, yes, Lord, I do. I do love you. I will do anything for you because you've done so much for me. That wonderful confession of faith, that wonderful profession of faith that Peter has in Jesus is the same profession of faith that God wants us to make. That we say to him, Lord, we need you. Lord, we love you. We can't do anything without you. And Jesus also gives Peter the opportunity. He says to Peter, I will forgive you. Because as we remember, the night before Jesus died, Peter denies Jesus. Not once, not twice, but three times. And all that happened was people came up and said, hey, you were with Jesus. And he says, no, I wasn't. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know that man. And when the cock crows, Peter realizes that he messed up. Jesus' question to him on the after the resurrection is to make up for that, to give Peter a chance to say, I'm sorry. And a chance for Peter to hear Jesus say, I still love you. My friends, our God will love us no matter what. He will ask us, do you love me? Do you love me? And he will forgive us because he doesn't give up on us. It's a good thing that God's not like this divine umpire who says, strike three, you're out. But get out of here. That's not what God does. He doesn't do that with us. He doesn't kick us out of the game. He forgives us. He loves us. He says to us, when you fall, when you stumble, when life knocks you down, when you get beat up, he says, I'm here for you. I'll pick you up. And that's a great gift that we have. We have a great gift that our God will always love us, that he will always pick us up, that when we stumble, when we fall, when life gets tough, when things get so painful and awful, when we go through the turmoil of life like we so often do, our God is there to hold us, to carry us, to say, I'm here for you, and I'll love you no matter what, and I'll forgive you no matter what. Our God is a God of mercy, and he's a God for all of us. The other interesting statistic and number that comes up in the gospel today is the number of fish that were inside the net. And so those of you, if you were remembering and paying attention, we know that there was how many fish in the net? 153. Now, why is this number important? It's important for two reasons. Number one is because it means there was an eyewitness there. There was somebody who took the time to count 153 fish. Like if I was telling a story, you were telling the story, you would say, yeah, there was probably more than 100 fish. There was almost 200 fish. Both of those would be true statements. But somebody was there to say, I'm going to count all of these fish and I'm going to report that to the world. And so that's important that somebody took the time to see the miracle and then to count the number of fish. The other reason that 153 fish is important is because at the time of Jesus' resurrection, there was 153 known species of fish in the world. And so our imagination shows that maybe when they brought the net to shore, there was one of each kind of fish inside the net. That maybe there was one of each of these fish in that net. There was one of every kind. And so they got to have breakfast together, and Jesus says, hey, what kind of fish do you want? Because I got them all. I got catfish. I got salmon. I got halibut. I got mahi-mahi. I got swordfish. What do you guys want for breakfast? But this story is important because it shows that God is the God of all. He didn't come just for a select group of people. He came for everybody. He came for you. He came for me. He came for people that don't even know him yet. God came into the world so that all 7.2 billion people that are living on earth right now can know of the love of God. And so we embrace that love of God. We encourage others who might not know about Jesus' love to get to know him, to share that gospel message with the world, because our Lord wants us to be fishers of people, to catch people into the nets, to bring them into God's family, to say God's love is amazing and it's transforming. It changes our hearts, it changes our lives because God loves us. My job currently for the Archdiocese is I am the Director of Vocations, which means I get to go cast my net into the sea and try to find men and women to give their lives in service to God. As priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns, it's hard work. I get rejected a lot because of the climate of young people. It's not one to say, yes, I want to stand up and serve God as a priest or a nun. But I appreciate your prayers and support. I appreciate you praying that young men and women may be open to serve God in this way. To live a life that is the best job in the world, to bring people into the light of God's family, to bring people into the joy of the kingdom. So I thank you for your support. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for all the encouragement that you give me, for following me in the Catholic Herald and checking me out on social media and those kind of things. It is a great thing that we do together to encourage young people to give their lives in service to God. And certainly if you know anybody that you think would be a good priest or a good nun, I certainly would like to meet them, and maybe you can give me their name after Mass. But thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your support. Thanks for working together to cast the net so that all of God's children may know of His great love. Also, as you know, our parish family here at St. Martha's continues to grow. And as the parish family continues to grow, there's a lot of work that can be done by us as a family to ensure that people may know of God's love in this community and in our local church. So there are some pretty cool things going on here at the parish to encourage people to get involved more in their faith, to share the light of the gospel of love with all of the world. And I'm going to ask Mr. Alan Raymond now to come forward and talk about how we, as the people of St. Martha's, can continue to work together to encourage and invite people to serve our God.